At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
The Honorable Cause of Free South is a collection of 12 essays written by Southern nationalist authors. The book explores topics such as what is the Southern nation, what is Southern nationalism, and how can we achieve a free and independent Dixie. The Honorable Cause answers questions on our own terms. The book invites readers to understand for themselves why a free and independent Dixie is both preferable and possible. The book pulls in some of the biggest producers of pro-South content, including James Edwards, the host and creator of The Political Cesspool, and Wilson Smith, author of Charlottesville Untold, Arkansas congressional candidate and activist Neil Kumar, host and creator of the Dissident Mama podcast, Rebecca Dillingham, author of A Walk in the Park, My Charlottesville Story, Identity Dixie's Patrick Martin, and yours truly, Michael Hill, founder and president of the League of the South, as well as several other authors. The Honorable Cause is available now at Amazon.com.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Rampant hacking, identity theft, mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
You've made a serious investment in protecting yourself and your family. You've purchased the gun, the ammunition, the training, and even secured a license to carry in your state. You know the Constitution and don't believe you should have to pay for a right that you already have as written in the Second Amendment, but you are law-abiding. Now you are considering the legal defense options you should have if you ever have to use a firearm. Self-Defense Fund is a comprehensive litigation membership backing you on appeals, legal expenses, court costs, and more. Up to $1 million per incident and unlimited attorney costs per member. Discover SelfDefenseFund.com for yourself. Any weapon, any state, any time.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You're listening to Resolution Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
Welcome to Season 7, Episode 2 of the Farm Trainer Podcast. In this episode, we'll be talking with Brandon Fisher about instructor education and how he became a brand ambassador. If you like our podcast, please give us a 5-star review in your favorite podcast app and share it with your friends and fellow instructors. This episode is also brought to you by our friends at the FTA, Firearms Trainers Association. Visit their website at ftaprotect.com to learn more about their instructor coverage offer and their competitive pricing. All certified instructors can apply for FTA coverage, whether you're NRA, USCCA, or post-certified. And remember, listeners to this podcast get 10% off on your policy by entering promo code FTP10, and that is 10% every year. So remember to do that when you're checking out. This episode is brought to you by Mantis X. And for the listeners of this podcast, I want to give you a special advance heads up on a new product from Mantis X called Torque X. It will be available the first week of August 2024. The Torque X is a sublime marriage of military-grade Steiner laser and the power of Mantis X. The Mantis X hardware is now integrated inside a Steiner laser. Pair it with a Bluetooth to your smartphone or tablet, and you're taking your training package to a more complete level. Combat-worthy lights and lasers, military-grade aluminum, built Steiner strong, designed to expose, blind, and target with maximum impact up to any challenge, just like the instructors listening to the podcast. The Torque X features Type 3 hard anodized machine aluminum housing and rail mount. It is dustproof, splashproof to IP54 standards, available with a green laser. The direct diode type laser operates in extreme cold weather. Other features include left and right fire buttons for ambidextrous use, constant power drive that ensures the laser output remains constant throughout the life of the battery, low battery indication, as well as windage and elevation bore sight adjustment screws. The universal rail mount on the Torque X will fit all pistols that have a Picani or Weaver style rail forward of the trigger guard. This design allows optimal positioning of the laser so the fire buttons are easily accessible for a wide range of users. I've been using my Torque X for several weeks on my Glock 17 and Glock 48 now, and when paired with my Mantis X app on my phone, it's taking my training to a whole new level. Watch for announcement coming out first week of August and get your Torque X. We bring this podcast to support the industry, the Second Amendment, and most importantly, every firearm instructor in America that dedicates time and energy to making gun owners more knowledgeable. Today, we're joined with Brandon Fisher from Precision Defense Solutions. Welcome to the podcast, Brandon.
Thanks, Rob. I appreciate you having me.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time. For those that don't know who Brandon Fisher is and Precision Defense Solutions, can you give our listeners a little bit of your background and what you do there?
Yeah, absolutely. So started my self-defense journey when I was a kid, when I was 8 years old in the martial arts. And it just kind of spiraled. I mean, it's kind of hard to put in short terms, honestly. This is my 40th year in martial arts, which either I've been doing this too long or I'm maybe not quite right in the head. I don't know. But I absolutely love it. And I think part of that is because of my love for people. And, you know, I tell people that I don't teach self-defense. I teach more of a self-protection, a life preservation mindset. You know, people talk about prepping for whatever. And I said, well, what about prepping for your preservation? Not just with food and water, but, you know, what if somebody attacks you? So that's kind of my mindset with it. Through the martial arts, it's just kind of expanded out into firearms training. Been shooting since I was 12. Started learning gun safety when I was tiny. I mean, my grandmother raised me, and it was, you know, she was with me most of the time. And, you know, I grew up in the days of dart guns and cap guns, and she took the opportunity to teach firearm safety at that time. And because, you know, she was really the one that taught me to shoot. And we just kind of grew from that. Never had any intention on teaching firearms, even though I had had a concealed carry permit when I lived in Indiana when I was 18. When I moved back to Ohio didn't have concealed carry. So we, you know, waited and just, and when Ohio did do it, it wasn't quite what I thought was good. I thought it was kind of dangerous. Started having some problems at home. Looked at my wife and I said, I think we need to get a concealed carry permit. She kind of looked at me like I had two heads. She didn't have a clue what we were talking about. But she knew a guy that taught classes on the weekend, went through the class. It was the definition of a jump through hoops, horrible class. He made fun of her, criticized her. She had never touched a gun in her life. And it was, it almost caused her to never pick up a gun again, because she felt like it was something she couldn't do. So I said, you know, I said, I think we can do better than this. Started exploring into getting certification to teach firearms. Had been doing personal protection for a while. I mean, college campuses and you know, different universities and such. Did that. The NRA instructor course was okay at best. Wasn't terribly impressed by it. At that time, I had been teaching for quite a number of years. And I just looked at it and I said, you know, this is one step in the grand scheme of things, and just kind of kept growing. Got involved with active self-protection, which then they led me into looking at force science. So I've done, I've got three certifications through force science, realistic de-escalation for security professionals, realistic de-escalation instructor, which is an outstanding course. And then force science, and I am a force science certified analyst, which I never honestly thought I would become an analyst and start into doing consulting and things like that. So.
Okay. Well,
kind of a short snippet.
Quite a lengthy background for it, which start talking a little bit about it because listeners, the long-term listeners know that we had the founder of the Force Science Institute on, Bill Lewinsky, back in season one, episode 86. He was talking about the human factors then, but you took an analyst course. Can you tell us a little bit more about, you know, what those three courses were about? Because I think from an instructor standpoint, I haven't taken them. I've looked at them, just haven't been able to fit them in my schedule, but it's also one of those things where instructors might think about taking those courses so they can be a better instructor and or have the better knowledge of about that even for themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am, I'm a big fan of force science. You know, I got hooked from the de-escalation course for security professionals, went right into the instructor course. And then right into the analyst course. So I did from, let's say, like October to January in a time span of those three courses, which is a lot of information. Let me address the stuff from the analyst side of things, because when we look at human behavior and we look at not only the behavior, but human factors, how stress affects memory, how we process memory, how we actually see things. So, you know, I talk about vision, because that's something that's very personal to me. Those that know me that are very close know that I do have a vision problem. I do not have any peripheral vision. So when people talk about peripheral vision, and then they're like, oh, you lose that under stress and you get tunnel vision. Well, I live in tunnel vision. It is important to understand that when we have peripheral vision, it's not that clear, right? So if we look at the backgrounds as we're recording this on Zoom, and I know you're using the audio, but a blurred background, okay, that's kind of like what peripheral vision is. It's not perfectly clear. You can see it. You can kind of make it out. But if it really gets your attention, you have to turn and look. And if you really think about it, these are things that people don't even realize they're doing. We do them on a regular basis, right? Mm-hmm. So that affects how we see things, how we process things through our vision, which then, of course, affects how we develop those neural pathways and memory. So when we look at what the analyst course does, that's kind of how, in short, how we look at human performance and decision-making and how it affects de-escalation. So if we get into a situation where we talk about de-escalation and, you know, people say, well, you can de-escalate somebody. The reality of it is you really can't. You can help guide somebody in the right direction, but if they don't want to do it, you're not going to force them. And it's because of that kind of steadfast and true mindset of, nope, I'm digging my heels in. There's no way it's going to happen. And one of the things that we talk about in de-escalation is people will say, well, you need to do this. And very aggressive, very commanding type. That's not going to get anybody to de-escalate. That's going to escalate their feelings. Mm-hmm. They're going to feel like they're not being heard. And with that said, then you get the people that go, just tell them to calm down.
Yeah, Rob, that never works.
It never works. Never works. And I'm in a, and usually in my classes, I'll make a joke about that when I talk about de-escalation. And you know, I had taken some classes or a class with Masad Ayoub. And if you've ever taken a class with Masad Ayoub, you know, the man is a genius when it comes to speaking and getting a point across.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
And when he raises that voice and that deep voice of his, and that's kind of what I do is I'll talk at a normal level and then just raise my voice instantly and watch everybody just jump.
Yep.
And just to kind of show them how that plays a part. But through the analyst courses, we look at not only human performance factors, but also how different positions in the body can affect breathing, heart rate, and things like that too. You know, so we're looking at ballistics, we're looking at that. And in fact, I just worked on a court case that literally the claim was that the defendant had fired rounds straight down into the ground. The police report said that there were shell casings found inside the house, inside of a screened in room. So I started looking at, well, is it a patio or is it a deck? Now, those are things I would have never thought about prior to Force Science. Turned out it was a deck that was at least 10 feet off the ground, which then caused me to think, okay, well, if those shell casings are in the screened in room, there's no way he was pointing down at the ground unless he was leaning over the rail. So when I met with him, I asked him that very question and he's like, oh no, I was standing back and I was pointing out at a downward angle. So mm-hmm. my assessment of just that from all the study with Force Science allowed me to, you know, kind of debunk that story. And it's a really unfortunate case because he's a young kid, that made some pretty dumb choices, is costing him, you know, pretty significantly now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I go along when I'm talking to students a lot of time, make sure they realize that, you know, everything they see on Hollywood, the movies, looks really cool. Mm-hmm. You know, gets the desired reaction they want, everything else like that. But probably 90% of it is illegal. You know, you will go to jail for doing that kind of things. You know, the warning shots, they shoot him in the leg, you know, all these kind of things. If, you know, you're setting yourself up, in legal jeopardy by even considering some of those things, because if you're under, you know, threat of death or severe bodily harm, you aren't going to be able to go along and, you know, shoot the gun out of their hand or shoot them just in the leg, or, you know, if you couldn't have been in fear, if you're able to go along, fire a warning shot, because obviously you had enough time to go along and do the warning shot. And those are things where, you know, too many people, you know, watch too many movies and don't understand literally the science behind things.
Oh yes, absolutely. Absolutely. The you know, one of the things that I've heard John Correa say so many times is, does it really matter where you shoot somebody or why? And it really does boil down to the why. And, you know, people making some of the decisions, and like you said, you know, shoot them in the leg. I hear that so much. and I cringe every time I hear it, every time. And I'm like, nope, good luck. You know, you're going to be lucky if, you know, and I tell people, you know, in my concealed carry classes, I really kind of force small targets because the stress level, I tell them it's going to double. So if you're shooting a 2-inch group and it doubles to 4 inches, you're still good. But if you're shooting an 8-inch group and it doubles, what are you hitting? Because the chances are, under stress, you're going to miss anyway. I mean,
there's a lot of research, you know, from police officers and officer involved shootings that, you know, no matter what they qualify with, they still are hitting like less than 50% of the time.
Right. Yeah. In fact, so Force Science has actually shown that police officers' hit rate under stress is exceptionally low, like exceptionally low. And so the average firearms carrier, a lot of times, well, we're better than the average cop because we train all the time. Well, training and practice, like I tell people, if you're practicing at the range, that's one thing, but are you practicing good habits or are you practicing bad habits?
Right.
In fact, I have even changed the way I present the rules of firearm safety and talk about creating habits. And I've actually started calling them the habits of firearms safety. Because I tell people we need to create those habits. We don't want to have to think about all this stuff that we need to do. We need to make it a habit and just do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Definitely. You know, there's a lot of things about firearms. You know, as I go along and say, firearms is 100% game, where either you follow, you know, you have the good habits 100% of the time, because if you're 99%, and that would be a great test score at any school. But if you got a habit that's only 99% of the time, then you're probably going to have one of those instances where something happens, unfortunately, you know, negligent discharge, something or somebody is going to get damaged.
Yep. And I unfortunately got the great privilege of wrapping somebody's hand after they shot themselves in the hand. And so let me, I will say this, get good trauma care training. Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously, you know, I think stop the bleeds, you know, basic CPR, things like that, that's great. But the more you can get and the more often you can get it, the better you're going to be, because you never know when you're going to need it. And I mean, I've seen it, I've used it. And I just can't recommend it enough for people to go out and get that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Never been in a situation. People said, I wish I had less training in this area. It's always been, I wish I have more. And that's where, I've taken several different trauma classes, and, each one you take a little bit away from, and you also get reminded different things you might have not, because it's admitted, as firearm instructors, we're not using our trauma skills every day. You know, if you're a paramedic EMT, then you're using it every day, just like we probably shoot more than most people. And that's where, you know, certain gun approaches, or, you know, how to go along and take care of certain problems with guns, it comes second nature to us. But that's where we've got to keep that in mind, that new shooters aren't going to know it as well as we do. So sometimes we've got to go back to the basics and remind ourselves that, oh, okay, they don't know. It doesn't come as natural to them as it does to me.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
That's definitely a very, very, very interesting. And one of the things I think is really interesting with what you've done with Force Science, you've also parlayed that over into doing some legal consulting and stuff like that. Can you describe how that kind of came about?
You know, I really don't know. It just kind of happened. My guess is, I mean, like in the legal in the legal world, if they start looking for consultants, they want to know background. And I had seen, I don't know for sure if this is where it came from, but the Ohio State Probation Officers Association, that somebody had mentioned my name. And so I got contacted by a county court that I'm gonna leave anonymous. And we started talking about it, and it took about 6 months of vetting to make sure that I was going to be able to do the job that they wanted, that the judge expected, and be able to be flexible enough to meet all these different issues. So I've seen everything, you know, from handling a firearm, improperly handling a firearm in a motor vehicle, disorderly conduct, using firearms while intoxicated, negligent discharge. You know, I've seen a few of those. And, you know, some of them much worse than others. You know, some of them were just people being really stupid. And then others just being a little ignorant of what they could or couldn't do. You know, I did have one that I submitted a report on, and it was a negligent discharge case. And the guy was going through some huge emotional stress. His wife being pregnant, rough pregnancy. He was working 80 hours a week, taking care of his dad, who was suffering from stage 4 cancer.
Ouch.
I mean, the guy was just, yeah. And honestly, he just, you know, he was trying to be safe. I mean, and, you know, he was an OPOTIC certified security officer, trained a lot. I mean, had numerous certifications through OPOTA, and it still happened. And it literally boiled down to just way too much stress. So, mm-hmm. But without Force Science, I wouldn't have been able to explain that. So, but luckily we were able to get the charges dropped and moved on, and, you know, and he was able to kind of take it as a lesson learned without, you know, too much heartache. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's good that, you know, nobody got injured and he was able to, you know, keep going. That's not always the case when it comes to firearms.
Yeah. And it's, I've been lucky with that so far that, you know, things could have been much worse than they were. And I, you know, every time I get one, I just knock on wood that's going to be the case. But every time I get a call about it, about doing another one, it's only a couple a year, honestly. So it's not too bad, but I really enjoy it, but it's kind of stressful at times too. Because I have to remind myself that a lot of people may not know as much as I do, or may not care as much as I do. And I also have that thought of, you know, how is the end result in my report going to affect this person? You know, as much as I talk about protecting life, and preserving life, I also see that as helping people on the right path. And sometimes I know that because of my brutal honesty, that it may cause people to go to jail. And I hate that. I'm still trying to work through that reality.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's a difficult position to be in. And you've also got the public safety, you know, consider too, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. Somebody did something, but they, you know, how much, you know, who decides the, you know, punishment, different things like that. But that's where you've got to kind of let, you know, that's the judgment's not in your hands. It's you just present the facts.
Yep. Yep. And that's what my wife keeps reminding me, is that it's that I can't make those choices. All I can do is provide information.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, even with all my martial arts, firearms training, all that stuff, some people see me as that I enjoy violence, and I don't. I mean, I'm a person, I don't even watch really violent movies. Like, one of my black belts wanted me to go see John Wick 4 with him, and I wouldn't do it. He's like, oh, but all the guns and the martial arts and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, nope, not interested. Give me a good comedy. You know, because it's, I can't live it 24/7. It would drive me nuts.
Yep. I watch cartoons sometimes because it's very simple and you know, you definitely know they're not real, and you can kind of decompress while you're laughing at some of the silliness that goes on in the cartoons. So, yep, I definitely can identify with that. Yep. Wait, Brandon, one other thing we wanted to talk about a little bit, which, yeah, there's probably instructors here that'll, you know, want to bookmark this part of the podcast too, because it's very interesting. But you're a brand ambassador for H&K. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what that entails and how you got approached to be a brand ambassador? Because I'm sure there's other people maybe, you know, or instructors out there that maybe aren't necessarily interested with H&K, but you know, how do you approach a company and, you know, say, hey, I want to be your brand ambassador?
Yeah, that's kind of a tough situation. So many companies, you know, they look at highly qualified competitive shooters. You know, they want that big name to represent their company, represent them in competition and classes and things like that. So that's one avenue that people could play on that. But I'll tell you, with H&K, I never saw myself being in this position, to be honest with you. You know, it kind of happened by chance, you know, because of my friendship with Neil Widener and the guys at Active Self Protection. Neil and I were talking, cause I used to have a smorgasbord of different guns, for people. I mean, everything from different Glocks and Smith and Wessons and whatever. And because I always felt like if people could try different things, they could make a more educated decision. And I knew that I had bought guns that I just sat there and went, oh my God, why did I do this? And I think everybody does that at some point. They buy something that they want to beat their head against the wall. It doesn't work. It doesn't feel good. Doesn't shoot right for them, whatever the reason. So I was at the local gun shop that used to be open near me and used to work very closely with them. And they had a VP9. This is before this was right about the time the optics ready versions were coming out. it was about 2 months before the optics ready versions were announced, and picked it up, $600. I'm like, cool, I get to try VP9, whatever. Took it out to the range, fell in love with it. But you know, so I added it, you know, I let people try it. More and more people wanted to try the VP9s. They were more and more wanting to shoot the VP9s through classes. And so as you know, more guns set in a safe, sold them off, bought another VP9, sold them off, bought another VP9. And I got to the point where I was like, you know what? I just can't do this anymore financially. It's just getting too crazy. And so Neil Widener and I were talking, one day, and I said, you know, Neil, I said, I really need to talk to Bill Dermody. And I couldn't, and I knew Bill. I had met him at conference in 2021. When he sat down across from me, I had no idea who he was. And which is kind of embarrassing to say now. But he and I had a great conversation that day. And ever since, and we were at the NRA show in Indianapolis last year, and Neil and I were at the H&K booth and we were talking to Bill, and Neil just looked at him and he says, "Hey, Bill," he said, "what's it going to take for him to become a brand ambassador?" And, Bill looked up at Neil and he said, "Your approval." And Neil said, "Well," you know, it has been an outstanding partnership. I love working with H&K. They have treated me wonderfully, and I, all I can hope is that I return the same amount of quality that they, in relationship as they have given me. And you know, so what I try to do up here, as much as possible, because I teach smaller classes, I want to reach more people with it. So the local range that we work with, in fact, it's the only indoor range that we use. We work that closely with them. And, you know, they just, the range was sold earlier this year. It transferred hands actually at the, during the Great American Outdoor Show. So we were in Harrisburg when it did. I got a message that it had transferred hands, and they had told me that it was coming, but, you know, not a whole lot of detail because the sale hadn't gone through. But they said they wanted to go full in on HK. And I said, "Great, let's make that happen." So, you know, of course, they dumped a ton of money into the range. Oh my God, Rob, they completely renovated it, new flooring, build it out, new bathrooms, everything. So they haven't been able to get a premium dealership yet. They're working on it, which I'm, you know, got them in contact with the right people at HK to do that. But at their grand opening, we set up tables of nothing but VP9s, P30s, MP522s, had an SP5 out there, for people to pick up and just get their hands on. And that's literally what I do. And the joy of talking to people, you know, current owners of H&K products, talking to people that are interested in them and just watching their joy of, you know, how it feels, how it shoots, current owners talking about how much they love it. I love that. And it's just a connection that I can make with perfect strangers, without honestly talking about myself, because I hate talking about myself.
Yeah, I know the feeling there, and I'll steal something from Kevin Dixie when I was at the Train and Learn event. When you become a brand ambassador, or you you take products to test out and do things, you really got to make sure it's a win-win proposition, because there's somebody's job at that company is tied to how well you perform. And yeah, they can go along and get rid of you. You know, it's not a lifetime commitment, but at the same time, if that person's not making good decisions, how long do you think they're going to be around? So you've really got to make sure you're performing things in a win-win situation. And, you know, when you approach companies to do things, that you know, not only say, "Hey, this is who I am," but also, you know, describe and demonstrate to them, what you can do to help them get, you know, into a different market. Obviously, what you've done, Brandon, it's, you know, gotten them into different markets, and that's I'm sure was one of the main driving forces besides Neil's recommendation that that helped put icing on the cake.
Yeah, and I think it is it doesn't hurt to have a connection. You know, so many people, they approach these companies and they don't know who they're addressing. You know, they're scraping at grabbing something. You know, years ago, quick story, I used to be in the DJ industry. And I got to know some people from Pioneer DJ, which I mean is the leading still today product in the DJ industry. And they had started a regional demonstrator program. So they were trying to do the same thing as a brand ambassador, or what we would see as an influencer today. And it ultimately fell on its face because there were a couple people that, you know, stuck around. In fact, one of the guys I demoed with, now we're talking 2002, 2003 that this happened. One of the guys I demoed with is still there, and he's a full-time employee of Pioneer now. But you know, it was, they didn't treat the guys right. They didn't set up events properly. And I was very close with Sam Ash Music Stores. In fact, I knew the Ash family, the top Ash family, and they wanted me to do a demo in their Columbus store. I told Pioneer that they wanted me to do that. And they said, well, they got to wait for us. And I said, well, these guys are not going to wait for you. They're one of your big dealers. They're going to bring me down there regardless. I'm just telling you right now, it's going to happen. And it did. And that was pretty much the end of that game. I mean, they killed the program right after that, which is unfortunate mm-hmm. because it could have been very successful. And I think that's the genius of Bill Dermody in his marketing. Is putting products in people's hands rather than spending, you know, millions of dollars in advertising.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's definitely, you know, more impactful. It's definitely impactful going along having the brand ambassadors. Mm-hmm. And it's even more important to make sure you got the right brand ambassadors.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, a lot of people don't realize there's only a handful of us. The newest one is Riley Bowman.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually sponsored Riley for his competitive shooting, which there's even less sponsored shooters, you know, than what maybe Glock or Smith & Wesson does. So, you know, and Riley could have picked where he, you know, pretty much anybody, and that's where he went. So.
Well, if you know Riley, he started out with Glock 19, then switched over to the SIG 365, had a good run with the SIG 365, and now he's with H&K. So it gives you, you know, kind of an idea that, you know, it's not a lifelong commitment, but each one of them, you got to, you know, ask, you know, is this the right thing for me? And, you know, and make decisions from there. So that's... Exactly. Really, really good, Brandon. Really appreciate that.
Yeah.
And great information for all this. And I hope the instructors out there can take a little bit of the information, both from Force Science and getting some contract work to do and even becoming a brand ambassador and maybe apply that to a few things. So very, very interesting background there. We got a question for you that we've been asking all our guests. What do you do for your mental health every day?
You know, people ask me all the time, you know, what's your hobby? Rob, I am very blessed to have turned my hobby into what I do daily. And you know, we have a small karate school that we have classes 5 days a week. And honestly, regardless of what my stress level is, outside and off the mats, it's got to be pretty bad not to bring me into a better mood to step on that floor and work with my students. And that really does help my sanity significantly. We run two businesses. My wife works full time. She's a school teacher in an urban school district. Our lives could be absolutely pure chaos. But that's my release, is just getting on the floor,
mm-hmm.
you know, and even after 40 years, you know, I don't move the same as I did 25 years ago. My body aches just like everybody's, but I still love it.
Yep. Well, they said if you can, you know, find a job you like, you'll never work a day in your life. And yep. It sounds like that's your kind of secret to that overall, with turning a hobby into a lifelong career, and then even from your career, being able to go along and pivot and bring in additional items from there. So that's a good combination of things.
Yeah. It's a true passion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, hey, Brandon, where can people find out more information about you and what classes you're teaching, things like that, if they want to come and look you up?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you Google Precision Defensive Solutions in Twinsburg, Ohio, we come up. I'm in the process of trying to change over the website address, but currently it's ncpda.us. But if you Google Precision Defensive Solutions, you'll find that. You'll find our YouTube channel. We're trying to grow the YouTube channel a little bit. Finally getting close to 600 subscribers.
Yay.
You know, maybe when I get 1,000, maybe I'll go out and buy dinner or something, you know. But do a little bit on Facebook. But most of our classes are very small. I tend to like small groups. And I really enjoy private coaching. So, you know, if somebody wants to take that approach, that's great. I mean.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good information. And if you're looking for that kind of stuff or in the Twinsburg area, look at Brandon and see what you can work out.
Yeah, absolutely. Love everybody.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate you taking time tonight. Like I said, Bill Lewinsky was, very entertaining when he was on season one. I hadn't really followed back up with anybody, and your description of the instructor and the analyst classes, things like that, I gotta figure something out with my schedule, see if I can make it to one or two of those classes, because it sounds like it would really benefit me long term.
Yeah, like I will tell you, Rob, if you want to do analyst, they do that online. And it is a ton of information. And at least online, you can go back and get that information more.
Maybe that's what I need to look at instead of looking to free up time. Maybe I just need to find the online course.
Yeah, they want me to do the advanced analyst, and I want to do it, but again, time, money, and it's one of those those things. If anybody that's out there that wants to benefit from Force Science, definitely the analyst. I understand their newest one, their methods of instruction, is outstanding. Which I'm hoping they'll do that one online too. Just because my schedule is so crazy that would be very beneficial for me too. But so if somebody's looking to really get some instruction improvement from Force Science, I think methods of instruction would be a good place to start.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, Brandon, have a good evening. Thank you for your time again. And I'm sure we'll be seeing you around someplace.
All right. Thanks, Rob. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that's a wrap for the episode. I hope you found the conversation with Brandon informative, both as far as how to take your instructing to a new level and also maybe how to approach manufacturers about becoming a brand ambassador so that it's a win for you and a win for them. It's a two-way street when you're a brand ambassador. If you found it informative, don't forget to share it with your friends and other instructors out there. If you're searching for information to help your business, anything from social media to teaching, to going along and doing medical training, all those type of topics are on our website and previous episodes that have been published. Check that out at www.farmtrainerpodcast.com and use the search in the upper right-hand corner. If you have suggestions, comments, feedback, jokes for me, feel free to email me at ftp@concealedcarry.com or leave comments on our website. Also, remember, check out the new Mantis X Torque X. It's been a combination between them and Steiner Lasers. Really nice product. Really will take your training to a new level, and really think you will find this useful in your training repertoire for it. And also, remember, you heard it here first on the FTP podcast. Also, sign up, Check out the Farm Trainers Association at ftaprotect.com to learn more about their instructor coverage they offer and the competitive pricing. If you're a certified instructor, you qualify, and you can get 10% off on your policy annually by using FTP10 at checkout. We bring this podcast support to the industry, the Second Amendment, and most importantly, every firearm instructor in America that dedicates time and energy in making gun owners more knowledgeable. Stay safe out there, everyone.
Concealed Carry Inc. and ConcealedCarry.com strives to share helpful information and education about gun-related topics, training tips, and other things that may potentially have legal implications for its listeners. The information contained in this podcast is intended in good faith, but it is important to understand that laws vary from place to place, and we encourage listeners to seek local legal advice to understand laws that apply to them. Nothing in this podcast should be misconstrued as legal advice or counsel.
Now's your chance to get the last of the Resolution Radio blood teams. Only a few left available before we try to do a reorder. This has been a high-selling item, and we really appreciate everyone's support in getting this shirt and showing their pride as well as showing their heritage. Nothing counts more than blood. Get yours today from Resolution Radio. Only $25 plus $5 shipping and handling. It really helps the network improve, and you really get a great product to showcase what you truly believe in. Nothing counts more than blood. Only from Resolution Radio at resolutionrdo.com. Send check, money order, or well-concealed cash to Sonny Thomas at P.O. Box 27, Springboro, Ohio, 45066. That's Sonny Thomas at P.O. Box 27, Springboro, Ohio, 45066.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. Definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
You're listening to Resolution Radio. Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
In a recent interview with Clayton Morris on Redacted, U.S. Border Patrol agent turned filmmaker J.J. Carroll discussed his new documentary and the fact that prison facilities are being built in all 50 states to hold millions of political dissidents.
And there's detention facility bids to build individual detention facilities in every state in the union. And then she goes on to say to me, well, J.J., who do you think they're built for? And she says, In this interview, they're for dissidents, American dissidents.
The FEMA camps were reported decades ago. This was never an outrageous conspiracy theory. The U.S. government has been framing American patriots as the enemy for decades. And the reason should be obvious. Those who have been in control of the U.S. government for generations have no interest in serving the people in accordance to the Constitution or otherwise. Our country is being destroyed from within, and the rule of law has been weaponized against those who defend it. Hundreds of innocent Americans have been arrested and thrown in jail because they chose to peacefully protest the 2020 stolen election. And others, such as Jeremy Brown, a Green Beret who was approached in late 2020 by federal agents trying to recruit him for the Jan 6 false flag operation, was arrested after going public with this information by the same federal agents. He was put in maximum security prison, where he remains to this day, his 1,000th day in federal prison. Hundreds of innocent Americans have been in jail for years, and several have been tortured. Much of America is okay with the fact that hundreds are rotting in jail for a peaceful protest. It's already become the norm. While it's definitely worth celebrating the release of Julian Assange, the American people have never been more divided. The Daily Mail reports that more than 40% of Americans think a new civil war will be fought within the next decade. According to one poll, More than 4 in 10 U.S. voters say the country is likely to get ripped apart in a second civil war within 5 years. And another shows that over 100 million Americans say that civil war is coming. Based on the recommendation of think tank Policy Horizons, Canada has been preparing for an American civil war, including cyber attacks and grid failures following the 2024 presidential election. The soldiers of the New World Order are not going to die easy. They are apparently willing to spark a nuclear conflict with Russia and are already writing new laws to bring back the draft.
So women have never been required to register for the draft, but that could soon change thanks to lawmakers on Capitol Hill.
Martha, good morning. The Senate version of the National Defense Authorization Act, which sets out military and national security priorities, would require women to register for selective service. It concludes, quote, "This is a necessary and fair step, making it possible to draw on the talent of a unified nation in a time of national emergency." Now, there are two different versions of this bill, one in the House, one in the Senate, so it's possible women in the draft could get dropped as lawmakers iron out the differences.
So while women may get dropped from this bill, our government is bringing back the draft while provoking a major war with Russia. They have their bunkers, and they've already jailed hundreds for protesting an election, so they'll definitely jail draft dodgers and everyone else who stands in their way, unless we unite against them. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese. Thank you for watching the latest Greg Reese Report. Be sure to go to reesereport.com to see my latest videos, sign up for my free newsletter, and subscribe for exclusive content. And be sure to support my sponsor at InfoWarsStore.com.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available: Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com, C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
You're listening to Resolution Radio, 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 ResolutionRDO.com.
I love the America!
However you slice it, America is intentionally under attack by many incarnations of foreign infiltration.
It's not Genocide Joe that has to go. It's the entire system that has to go.
Whether it's the blunt, dull force of the open jihad growing within the interior of the United States.
Quote, almost immediately after the October 7th attack, people were celebrating in the streets in Dearborn.
Why can't you just say whether or not you condemn people chanting death to... Why are you afraid to talk to Fox?
Fox News, listen, using racist tropes towards my community is what Fox News is about, and I don't talk to Fox News.
Is death to America racist?
Or the hordes of bloodthirsty Haitians storming the beaches of Florida.
Florida's governor deploying more patrols to the state's southern coast and plans to install new leadership in Haiti appears to be crumbling.
And even the U.S. Marines are being sent into Haiti to help secure the U.S. embassy there. But in the worst areas where that chaos is happening, we know that there are a number of U.S. citizens that are literally stranded.
Or the now rampant looting of the United States infrastructure. That has no end in sight.
Six additional buses arrived at the Port Authority bus terminal overnight.
This comes after 14 buses arrived from Texas.
Tonight, another major U.S. city, San Diego, buckling as it grapples with a growing number of migrants. Border Patrol dropping off hundreds of people at local bus stops from as far away as China.
No country comes remotely close to executing the art of war as China does with its methodical, creeping disintegration warfare being waged on the United States of America. Author Peter Schweitzer writes that disintegration warfare, in the Chinese leader's words, is going after the United States' soft underbelly in terms of politics, economics, and the spirit and psychology of its people. Disintegration warfare is based on the ancient Chinese strategist and general Sun Tzu's teachings on how to win a war without fighting. The strategy is aimed at undermining a rival country's, quote, national will, values, and cohesion, end quote. A Chinese immigrant who is now a U.S. congressional candidate has warned Americans not to underestimate China's use of soft power to infiltrate the United States and achieve global dominance.
I know what no freedom of speech is what I'm all about. I know what big government is all about.
China is investigating and logging every weakness in American national security it can find.
China is buying up some American farmland. The question is China doing that to spy on the U.S. military?
What we're seeing now is a continuing trend and an uptick in these intrusions.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the FBI, Department of Defense, and others have been conducting a year-long investigation into so-called gate crashers. It's happening all over the U.S., according to the report. In Florida, Chinese scuba divers were caught swimming in dirty water near a government rocket launch site. In New Mexico, the gate crashers attempted to breach a missile launch location. Officials even caught Chinese nationals leaving a tour of the White House, attempting to take photos of Secret Service and communications equipment.
Meanwhile, the Chinese are pouring fuel on the fire of gang violence that is tearing cities apart. As Breitbart reports, cities such as St. Louis continue to devolve into war zones. This, in large part, to the fact that the communist Chinese government has been flooding the United States with illicit gun parts.
A penny-sized device can turn a semi-automatic weapon into one that can fire up to 1,100 bullets a minute with one pull of the trigger. ATF agent Tony Pierce demonstrated the machine gun conversion device, commonly known as a Glock switch, at a gun range in Slidell.
With the regular Glock setup in semi-automatic, it's much easier to control the shots because you have time to allow the weapon to cycle, and you're able to control your recoil.
the weapon is harder to handle when it's fully automatic using the illegal switch.
A lot of times on the street, guys are shooting with one hand, and to try to control this with just one hand would be nearly impossible. And you're going to have innocent bystanders in the background, in the foreground, who could also get hit by this.
Records reveal that between 2019 and 2021, there was a rise of 4,200% in incidents involving machine gun fire in 130 American cities. The Chinese flooding of third world America with Glock switches, ensuring that the mass murder of innocent civilians will eventually lead to sweeping gun control legislation. Solution? Close the border today. Today. John Bowen reporting for InfoWars.
Please stand by for further details. We return you now to your regularly scheduled program.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3.
I meant what I fucking said. And now I got a bunch of people asking me, oh, what are we going to do? What should we do? Educate yourself. Spread the word. The United Nations has just declared war on the truth. They're telling you outright, if you speak up, you're a conspiracy theorist. Shouldn't be believed. Should be approached in a certain fashion. The authorities should be contacted and all kinds of neat shit. Do they want war? Arm yourself with facts. Get out there and start telling the people. You don't want to do it on social media? Do it in person. Do it on the telephone. Do it like we used to do, standing around on the street corner having a coffee. Do you know who your enemy is? The World Economic Forum. 51 years they've been working at this. They've been planning and scheming, working as hard as they can. And now, here we are. Klaus Schwab has admitted that for over 45 years, they've been working directly with the CCP. Now here we are in Canada and the U.S. We got 5G, military-grade 5G technology right across the country. Where did it come from? Who owns that technology? And what's going to happen when they don't like it? Get to know your enemy. Get to know the facts. Speak the fuck up. Be a warrior. That's what we need to do. Instead of following Marcus like a bunch of fucking sheep.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com. Gunsmith.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs. While you're waiting, drop by our Confederate Corner for a free cup of coffee and good conversation. Remember, there are no strangers here, just friends who haven't met yet. Dixie Republic, we're not just a roadside attraction, we're a destination for our people. For more information, visit DixieRepublic.com.
You're listening to Resolution Radio, Resolutionrdo.com.